FMX Network production.
Let's go. It's the Pulp MX Fantasy Podcast brought to you by Fly Racing, 100% Goggles, and Motorsport.com.
Welcome, everybody, to the Pulp MX Fantasy Podcast. I am your host, Paul Carabinos. We will go over Anaheim 2 results. We will preview Houston. The series is finally leaving California. And bringing it all to you, our lovely sponsors, 100% Motorsport.com and Fly Racing. My good friends Jason Thomas and Dan Truman are on the line to talk to me about it. First up, from Fly Racing, JT, how we doing, man?
Not too bad. I did best amongst the our group here, so that is a strong improvement. I'm going to build here.
Okay. JT, to me, sounds like he's got a voice changer on, but that's fine. Let's continue. Dan, how you doing? How was your Anaheim 2?
My Anaheim suck in every way it could be, from real life fantasy riders to everything. So I'm happy to get out of the state. I know you love it there, but hopefully Texas is a better weekend for us.
All right. Yeah. So quickly to go over a little bit of the high level results from Anaheim 2. High score 290, low score 43. That poor person. Only 64% of teams had 8 in the main event. So I think that's the lowest we've seen so far this year. So we definitely did have some different results finally at Anaheim 2. First to the finish line in each class, Michael Mosman in 250 class and Jason Anderson in 450. The highest points earner in 250 class, we had, I believe, 4 of them. At 50 points. Highest in the 450 class was Joey Savacci at 34, so another great weekend for him. And let's see. Of the people that selected first to the finish line, only 18% selected in 250 class. Only 0.3% got that correct, so Michael Mosen, obviously. And then same situation in 450 class. 16% has selected it, and only 0.3% got it right. So a lot of people lost points on the weekend in FFL. Looking at our scores from...
Can you believe Jason Anderson? That's insane to me.
It's definitely different.
That's insane. Mark, into this, I think someone's cheating.
Well,
that's insane.
FFL-wise, this is why Dan is so passionate about it. Is Dan, you are minus 14 for the season right now. We see that...
Yeah, because I think guys who get hole shots, like, not Jason, but when was the last time he let a slap? Like, it's been a pretty long time, no?
I would think so, yeah. I don't know. Couldn't tell you. But it definitely has been a bit, yeah. JT, can you tell us?
Jason Anderson leading a lap, didn't he?
I don't know, man. Really? I feel like he was up front, but leading a one or something.
Maybe. I thought he was – maybe not. Maybe, I know it just the front. I thought maybe he led a lap. But
somebody's cheating.
To pick for FFL is – easy to me. I'm on board with that.
All right. Anaheim 2 results.
Eli Tomac, by the way. So just throwing that out there. So
I'm not saying the first lap. I'm saying that's all.
Well, he didn't lead a lap at A1. He didn't pass. So.
Okay. Good point. Right,
carry on.
All right. Anaheim 2 results. I, again, won. Boys, you're going to have to get better. I'm 3-for-3 in this admins league, and this never has happened before. But I scored 239. Say again?
Major out there on season. Let me know. I usually head start so that I can get you into this in this prize pool.
Yeah, where's – well, I think we'll get into why Steve isn't here, but let me run down the results. Again, 239 for myself, 220 for Marks, JT 211, Dan 197, losing 14 at FFL again. And here is Steve, wah, wah, coming up the rear with 175. So I think this is why he won't participate in the pod, guys, is he's like – his results are atrocious. Overall-wise, in our admins league, I have 808. I'm actually, I think, 14th in the championship league, 27 out of the league, out of the lead. Marks is in second with 742. Dan's third with 717. So you're 91 behind me, Dan. And then Steve, 686. And JT, you are actually bringing up the rear with 680. So you're just a touch behind Steve. We're going to need more out of you. Otherwise, it'll be harder to make fun of Steve when he's not here.
Did better this weekend. That's all I can tell you.
All right. So I guess let's get into our teams for the weekend. I guess, Dan, why don't you go first? Or if you want, I can go first too.
Yeah. Looking at my team right now, and I'm just not happy with it. I don't know where I messed up. Anyway, my 250 guys, not good when you don't have a very high score. So fantasy points wise, is Josh Freeze, which was good. 44 points. Can't really complain about it. I've looked at Jorgensen in a row, and I just, you know, he did really good at day one last week, or at San Diego, and down bad there. But I did have Hunter Yoder looking good, 44 and 40. You got to scroll way down here. Robbie Wageman, 26 points. I'm just expecting the Robbie Wageman, I think, of a where he was a little rut, and I haven't got to see that yet. Probably going to pass on him for a little while. Hayden was an all-star. I just expected Hayden to be on, and he won. So two pretty good points-wise. I did have got that wrong. I did not have Michael Mosman. Picking Michael Mosman. Max, all four hole shots so far. So Star Yamaha has led every lap so far, maybe.
Eesh.
So maybe pick a star guy for FFL. Yeah, my 250 team was solid. We'll team next, but yeah, go ahead, JT.
Yeah, JT.
Paul, I gotta pull this up real quick. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll go next. Guys, I made a last minute change. So I was kind of watching practice throughout the day. I was working. I had it on my laptop. I was at a trade show. But then I made last minute changes right before the main event, and I saw Dominique Thury. He was, I want to say, he qualified top 16. So he had a good qualifying time. He was kind of, and his heat race looked doable to me. He did not get in through the heat race, but he did ride good in the LCQ. So I was, again, I didn't plan on getting 50, but there was some, obviously we lost two guys in the front of the main event. So to get 50 out of him, I was stoked. That's a little bit risky, but only 9% of the league had him. The other 50s on the board, Jorgensen, Crockett Myers, Justin Rodville, again, all those pick trends really, really low. 1% for Jorgensen, 2% for Crockett Myers, 9% for Rodville. So not a lot of people had these 50s. Next on my list was Hunter Yoder. I think we all had him. Everybody talked about him. 72% of the league had him. 40 points there. That was fantastic. Like you, Dan, I went Robbie Wageman as well. He did manage to get his way back to double points by finishing 16th. So 26 fantasy points, 51% of the league picked him. It could have been better, obviously, but I'm still happy to get double. And then my all-star, I left a lot on the table. I don't know if it's called getting cute with Anstey, but like 40% of the league had him. He only put up 18, but this is, again, what Anstey does. He starts the series strong and tapers off, and I should have went the way Dan went and not got cute and assumed Hayden would likely win the race or be top two, three, and get more points that way. And, yeah, it was just I left some points on the table there. I did not go FFL, though, and that is my 250 team. JT, how did you do?
It was okay. I had and Mumford, which were pretty solid, two of them, 40 points each. I had who did not do super well, so that's on me, I guess. And then Bourdon, so that was obviously horrific. That was me.
What happened to Bourdon?
He crashed on the...
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, he's been forever, yeah. So I just didn't see what...
Not good.
Steve Mathis also had Anthony Bourdon. I'm looking at his 250 team right now. So he had Robbie Wageman, Anthony Bourdon, Max Anstey, and Josh Varees. And as I guess we transition to the 450 class, I'll give you Steve's 450 team because he only got six in the main, guys. Six. He didn't tell us this on the text. He didn't really – he's trying to not pay attention as much, and obviously his results are struggling because of it. But he went Faulkner, Marchbanks, Morans, and Chase Sexton. So Steve had six in the main events. Let's talk about our 450 teams. Dan, can you go first? Are you ready?
Yeah, the 450 team just wasn't a 250 team, unfortunately. And I think that I might have to stop picking FFL with Hunter again. He got minus 14 points, it looks like, on the year.
Yeah. So. Yeah, for you, yeah. And you know what's crazy? While we're on the subject, I'm looking at the championship total of the series championship, right? All the highest point scorers in the game right now. I'm 14th on this board, and I'm the only one that has lost any points for FFL. All these other guys in the top 22 have not touched it. Then we finally get to somebody who's done some positive. So it's FFL right now has been hard to nail down, it seems, and it's costing more than it's helping, maybe.
So, yeah, didn't get FFL. I think he was second again. Garrett Marchbanks did come through with me for 32 points. Take it. I would have liked a little bit more out of him, but kind of where we thought he had finished in 14 range. So pretty much what I expected. I passed on Austin Faulkner, and the reason why is press day, and he was just really sore. You know, he really big San Diego, and I just didn't know how it would go. And he got 30 points, but instead I went with McElrath. I was going between McElrath and Faulkner, so it was only a two. It wasn't that bad. For my all-star, really messed up. All week I said Cooper Webb. I don't know why I went with Justin Cooper. I think he qualified second. He did qualify second. So that's just really where I messed up. I switched from Webb Cooper and lost 9 points there. Big mistake is we were Ryan Breese all week. He won the last all four main events, swept the arena cross. He's been slightly better, but for whatever reason, Cole Thompson qualified a lot better than Ryan Breese. So when I picked my team, instead of going, I switched from Ryan Breese to Cole Thompson. And Ryan hit and got a lot of points, 30 of them to be exact. I did not make it, got 0 points. So, yeah, Mike lost me 39 points.
Well,
actually, 41 points.
In your defense, I mean, Breese was 30th overall. So, like, that's pretty deep, right?
No, I know. And I know that he is a racer and everything else. You do look at that. His pick trend was only 1 point, you know, and I think Cole Thompson was 2.1. So they were both pretty trend, I think, for being arena cross guys. And I think Steve had Moran's, and he was 3% pick trend. So kind of missed. I probably should have went some safer picks with Joey and for that. But, yeah, it was definitely not a great weekend.
All right, JT, you want to tell us about your 450 team?
Yeah. Thanks, who was due. I mean, he had to do something, right? Like, it was just getting to the point where it was desperation. I did all right, 32 points. I had McElrath, who were kind of both really finished near each other, but I felt like they were both, like, safe, if that makes sense. Like, they're both going to qualify. They're both going to do what they're supposed to do of guys, and they both got the same amount of points, so 28. Makes sense. And then Chase won the race. So that was kind of a no-brainer. I just do also. And he's just shown an ability to come from, it almost doesn't matter where he starts at. He's gonna, and, you know, winning the race kind of says all I need to say.
Yeah. Okay. My 450 team. I couldn't take Savatgy or Hampshire, so I actually had the best pick I could take next, which was Garrett Marchbanks at 32, like you guys had. I did have Austin Faulkner. I left him on there at 30. So he got 30 points. That was okay. Obviously, I think we all wanted a little bit more, but I'm still fine with that. I think McElrath could have done a little better also. He was on my team, only getting 28 at a 10 handicap, finishing 18th. I think it could have been better, but fine, because there wasn't a ton of other good scores, right? Savatgy 34, Hampshire 34, those are the two best, and then Marchbanks 32, Prado 30, and then we get into Faulkner at 30. So it's all kind of relative. But again, like in the 250 class, I left a lot on the table with All Star. Like you, Dan, we talked about Cooper Webb, but I went Ken Roczen, probably influenced by qualifying. He's had such a strong start this season, and yeah, I just got unlucky with him going down. He did wake his way up to eighth and get 15 points. So, almost the worst all-star you could pick. Plessinger was the only one worse, so that was a big faux pas, but yeah, that is my 450 team. We're on to Houston. Okay. Before we get into Houston, I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Fly Racing. Fly Racing is more than a brand, more than a team, it's a family. The Fly Racing family was built on belief in each other. That belief pushes boundaries and perceived limits. It provides the foundation for Fly Racing's next chapter. When you choose Fly Racing, you're more than a customer, you're family. Use PulpMX to save at flyracing.com. Use code PulpMX. Unfortunately, we have lost Chance Hymus. We'll get into that in our 250 picks for Houston, but Hymus is going to, I believe, Dan, take off the winter to prepare for the summer after a shoulder injury. But we still have Fly Racing's Cooper Webb and RJ Hampshire, obviously. And the club guys are killing it for you also, JT. Anything new from Fly?
Not yet. Nope. I'm just excited about how club has performed. They've done a fantastic job for us. So, yeah, just hoping Coop can get back on the podium. But we have some LE stuff coming in the month of February, so that'll be fun.
Perfect. All right. Let's get into 250 picks. In between that, we'll do some random prize drawings. But JT or Dan, any of you guys want to go first? You want to talk about All-Star 250 class?
I would like to. Yeah, for anybody that's new to Pulp Mex Fantasy, for the Triple Crowns, you will get to know who all event guys are. So for anybody that's new playing the game, we know we do have some new players. The lockout time is after the LC and before the night show. So you will get to know all eight of your players. It is a tight window after the LCQ, so maybe pick a 10 and you can make some changes. So we do adjust the handicap since you will know all eight players. The highest handicap for a Triple Crown is an 11. So just so you understand that, you know, that guy, if he's an 11 handicap, only has to beat one person that, or in the main event to get double points. So there was a little confusion on how it works. And then also with the to the finish line, you only need to get one of the three main events if you pick an FFL and you get the bonus points. So usually people will pick an FFL at a Triple Crown race because you have three chances. And if you get it wrong all three times, you still only lose 7.
Correct.
Let's start on that.
Yeah, great. So, Dan, thank you for bringing all that up about Triple Crowns. Again, yeah, we will play we pay fantasy points based on the overall finish of the event, right? So they race three times. They'll do all the Olympic-type scoring on the TV for you. And our live scoring is also a little off during all this because of that this different type format. So just check scoring at the end of the night. We play on overall position. And then, yeah, while Dan was able to go into some of the Triple Crown differences, I have random prize winners. So winner of your R Jerky three-bag set is Nosy Joe. I was about to read his email. Nosy Joe is the winner of the R Jerky. Dylan Young 368 is the winner of your $25 Motorsport gift card, and the winner of your Grill Your Ass Off seasoning pack is Quinn Will Win. Quinn Will Win. So we'll reach out to you three guys here in a week or so and get you your random prizes for playing Pulp MX Fantasy. Okay, we went over Triple Crown a little bit. Let's go to 250 All Stars. JT, why don't you tell us who you like?
Well, I think for Triple Crown, you shouldn't pick until after the LCQ. Just a no-brainer. There's absolutely no reason. Like, you can have a tentative team, which we will, but to lock it in and not look again would be silly. So you have Lux Turner picked. I think that's pretty solid. He DNF'd last weekend, so you're getting the benefactor of that. He just crashed. He's fine. His bars were bent. Like, on one side, so that obviously wouldn't let him finish. Just trying to look. Are you wanting just overall picks? No, you didn't say All-Star, right?
I think I did. I think I said
All-Star. Oh, you did say All-Star.
Yeah, I think I said All-Star.
Yeah, I would go. I mean, Deegs is pretty easy, right? Like, three races, the odds of him not winning right now are, I think, fairly low. But I would say going with Max Anstey with his starting prowess, and if you really look at how the season's gone, he should have gone 1-2, and then he crashed in the third one, and he probably would have still been like third or fourth in the third race. So at a +3 to be top four, that's, I think, kind of easy. I can't pick him, so he's red on my screen, but I think that he's the best pick on the board.
Dan, what do you think?
Yeah, for me, Levi Kitchen's the best. It's just a no-brainer.
All-Star.
Yeah, I like Anstey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Anstey.
And like JT, Anstey's red for me as well. So where are you going besides Anstey, say, if he's red for some people? Is there any kind of different All-Star you want to take because of a Triple Crown format?
Yeah, I like both Ryder D and Max Bolin. Both really good starters.
I like Max
Bolin. And, I mean, Deegan is a great pick, of course, right? But you just have that one race where he crashes in the first turn or something stupid. So if you want to give yourself a buffer, I can't pick Deegan. I had him last week. So I like Bolin and Ryder D a lot. Chances out, I think that moves those guys up a spot. I mean, he was out of the main event last week too, but Bolin got fifth. You know, he gets another fifth. He maxes out. If I had to pick between, say, a Bolin or a McAdoo, I like Bolin, even though McAdoo maybe has better results just because Bolin is such a good starter and he's been up front. And Ryder D has been on the podium 2 out of 3 races. So at a 3 handicap, I like that as well.
So yeah.
I don't think you can really go wrong with an All-Star. I would stay away from a few all-stars. I would stay probably away from a McAdoo. He's farther back in the point. So if he did have a rough night, boom, he would be double points available next week. So I would look more towards the guys in the front of the point standings, the Mosman, Deegan, and Steve Ratter D guys.
Yeah, yeah. What Dan brought up there at the end, we're going to get to in here. We'll get to here in a bit with Levi Kitchen, but that's exactly what happened. Anyone who picked Levi Kitchen as an all-star at Anaheim 2 is going to get double burned because now he is available for double points. And as Dan alluded to earlier, he is likely the best pick on the board here. So hopefully he is available to you. You're going to be extra mad if you took him as an all-star last week, but that is the ebbs and flows of this game we all love here at Pulpamex Fantasy. So, but I'm with you, Dan. I like Volin more so at in a triple crown format. I think he's very consistent, no big mistakes. He's gone 5-8-7 so far throughout the, you know, over the three main events. Good starter, no big hiccups, right? Obviously, we think Deegan can win the race, but he does tend to not get hole shots. We're dealing with shorter races, so maybe there is a chance he ends up getting sucked in overall, and it's harder to max out. So I like what Dan said about going and looking at Max Volin, but I'm with JT as well. If Anstey is open to you, that's probably likely the pick to go to. So Dan, tell us about some non-all-stars that you like.
Yeah, for non-all-stars, Levi Kitchen. If you can pick him, this is going to be the highest handicap he has been. It sounds like he's okay from everything we know. He took a hit to the arm. You know, he's beat up. He's had a rough three rounds. Like JT said with Marchbanks, I think it has to get better at some point. So I can't pass up on Levi here. I think that if you can pick him, you got to take the chance that he gets on the podium or, I mean, the top five at a zero handicap is a lot of points. And then I do like some higher handicaps. I like Anthony Bourdon, who JT and Steve can't pick, but at a seven, I think in a triple crown format, you know, he could be 11, 12, something like that and get you a lot of points, as well as Lux Turner. Same thing. Lux Turner had a rough week last week, but these races are a lot like what he was doing in Australia, a couple main events, shorter main events, 10-minute main events, and, at a handicap eight, I think there's a lot of value there. I'll leave some room for JT to talk about some.
Yeah, I kind of echo what you guys said. I like Lux Turner, as I mentioned. I mean, some of these guys you can pick. I don't think there are a ton of, like, home run picks. You know, a guy like Thury, he rode really well last weekend, kind of out of nowhere, so that was nice improvement. Like I had Mumphy last weekend, so I can't pick him. I think there's still value there. I had Bourdon. That's like the pick of the week for me is, that's to me easy. Avery Long, you guys mentioned, I like that. Paul hasn't picked. I just don't think there are like huge upside picks, if that makes sense. Like I think there are some good picks, but I don't see anything that's just like a home run. Like everybody is going to pick him other than maybe Bourdon because he didn't qualify.
Yeah,
Jorgensen could be that pick. You know, he got 50 points last week. He's a 10 handicap. He got 12 last week. You know, he's on SLR Honda. He's got a good team. He's been the best fantasy scorer at two of the three rounds so far.
Yes. So basically what Dan's saying is when he gets to the main event, he is better than it looks almost all day, right? Like but he struggles to get there. So maybe he's not a sprint lap fast guy, which will make it difficult to pick him at a triple crown, but you'll know if he's going to make it or not, and he may have to race his way there. But I like what Stan's saying about Jorgensen, that maybe in the main events he's a better pick. I looked a little earlier at all the handicaps on the list and how those I assumed that will go into the main events. And with Hymus out, there should be about four spots left that I think will be occupied by 11s. So do the math there on four 11s on the track out of 22 riders. This is why it's really important, how JT said earlier, to wait until you know who's the final 22 to go racing. But I still don't think any of those four are going to overpower, say, a Levi Kitchen or even an Anthony Bourdon. I'm on board with both of those guys big time. And I think I really love Lux Turner at an eight. So when he's an eight and you're dealing with some 11s, I mean, he can go get like 12th overall Lux Turner or so, and that would be a hell of a lot of points. So I think I will probably stay still in the mid-range there a little bit. But, again, check back because there will be some 11s that are in the main event. All right, so I'll go first for our four for now. I am going to take out Avery Long and add Anthony Bourdon. Right now, my all-star is Hayden Deegan, but I will likely pivot to Max Volin. I will go Levi Kitchen and Lux Turner. JT, who's your four?
I will go – Man, do I want to pick Ross Parker or not? I don't think so.
Parker Ross.
I'm going to go. Yeah, sorry. I want Ross Parker. I'm just reading the screen.
Camparisi's been pretty good too. Like, yeah. I'm looking at some deeper ones. Obviously, these guys would be after you know who's in the main event, but these guys are making main events through racing in, kind of like Paulson with Jorgensen. You know, like Rod Bell's a really fast qualifier. I think Rod Bell was in the main event.
And go Kitchen. I don't think I'm going to go Varese. What do you think about Shive?
Aiden's been good, but again, he's raced his way in. You know, but he did qualify 17th last week, so he does have speed.
I will go. I don't want him. Kitchen, Turner, Deegan, and Avery Long.
Yep, good team.
Yeah.
Damn. Final team.
Was it Avery Long's fine? I mean, I know he crashed with Chance and everything. I don't know.
I think he's okay. Okay. I don't know for sure, but I mean.
Yeah, I mean, he rode. So yeah. For me, Kitchen is my lock. If we're doing lead pipe locks, he's my lock. Max Vance's my all-star. I have Lux Turner and Anthony Bourdon. I could look at some higher handicaps. I do love those guys, but I think Rod Bell's a good pick. I think Jorgensen's a good pick. I think Shai's a good pick. I think there will be some 10s and 11s in the main event. But remember, if you have a 10 in the main event and he doesn't qualify or he doesn't beat two guys, you don't get double points. So, you know, there was some questions. We've had some questions on scoring. You have to get the points from your guys in the main event. So we need to just, you know, if you're new to the game, you're playing for fun with some buddies, your guy has to be in the main event to get the points. So if he's an 11 handicap, he doesn't get points if he gets 22nd. So just, you know, double points. So just to understand how the scoring works.
Right, yeah. We can only pay points to the top 22 overall from the main event. There is no 23, 24, 25th overall type how there is in motocross. That may have confused that player. Okay, before we go to 450 picks, I am going to tell you about 100%. As a San Diego-based company, the 100% brand has always been synonymous with American motocross. Betting its roots in the sport since the 80s, 100% has been linked to many iconic moments that have helped build the sport of modern motocross. Today, as the brand's awareness grows in motocross, you can see how the influence has crossed over into many other sports such as downhill mountain biking, cycling, MotoGP, MLB, snowboarding, skiing, and all genres of running. 100% is inspiring a whole new generation of racers and asking them the original tagline, "How much effort do you give?" Use code Pulp30MX to save at 100%.com. 100% unfortunately lost Chance Hymus this weekend. They've lost Jet Lawrence, so they're really taking some hits. They need Cooper Webb to put it back on the top. But yeah, that is our friends at 100%. So now as we transition to 450 class, JT, I believe I started with you in All-Stars last time. So let's go to Dan in All-Stars. Who do you like?
Yeah, for All-Stars, I'm going to just go with Cooper Webb this week. He won the last Triple Crown in Houston. He needs a bounce-back ride. I think that he was riding really good at Anaheim 2 and then just had that crash. So I think Coop out of 4, he's a no-brainer for me. Eli, obviously, is still a good pick. I don't think you can go wrong with Ken Roczen out of 3. He's probably going to be on the podium. He's been up the front. So All-Stars is pretty easy for me. Justin Cooper out of 5, I like that too. So
yeah,
for me, All-Stars is pretty simple. Chase Sexton out of 2. Yeah,
I'm with you. There's so many to choose here. It's really about who you have available, I think. So I can't take Ken Roczen. And really the only thing I would consider to think about is, again, where these guys are at in points and maybe what's the next round. So we're going to Phoenix next, or Glendale, whatever you want to call it. So maybe save somebody for there. But I think I'm with you, Dan. I'm going to go Cooper Webb. I mean, get top 5, 3 races to get 5th overall. I feel like it's almost stamped in concrete that he's going to max out.
Yeah, I don't think you need to really overthink this. There's not really a bad all-star on the list, honestly. Chase out of 2. You know, all these guys have value. Again, maybe I stay away from the guy that's 7th in points just in case he has a bad race and becomes double points next week. So like a Savacci, I think he's 8th in points. Mm-hmm. Maybe I stay away from Joey. He's been 5-6 the last 2 races. That's awesome. But if he has a bad weekend and goes the 9th in points, he'll be eligible for double next week. So maybe that would be my only advice.
Yep. JT, what do you think about All-Stars? And then why don't you start to tell us about some non-All-Stars that you like?
I like Ken Roczen as an All-Star. If you look at how this season's gone, he's been a podium guy every single weekend outside of falling over. Like, I think speed wise, he would have been on the podium again. I think he would have been right in that fight, right in the mix, and got the job done. He has just been lights out, and you factor in first lap speed, good starts, and the form he's on, it doesn't have to be more complicated than that for me. So I love everything that Kenny's doing here. So I'm just going to click him. And I understand and agree with all of the points you made on Cooper Webb. None of that is incorrect. I just am going to go different direction and go Kenny.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that. Non-All-Stars. Right now I'm looking at Aaron Plessinger. He fell out of All-Star. He is now a 3 because it hasn't gone great, right? He's gone 22 at Anaheim 2, 7 at San Diego, and 10th at Anaheim 1. I think he's very capable to turn it around. I think last week's injuries were, just temporary, right? He's still past concussion protocol, but he saw the effects of it. But, I mean, are you guys with me? Aaron Plessinger has got to be a good pick this weekend.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, it's time.
And he did a video saying that he's fine. His, you know, sickness is good. He's really lucky. That was a big crash. So, yeah, I like Aaron. Right now, I'm deciding between Aaron and RJ, and I give RJ a little bit of an edge.
I'm going to take them both.
Yeah, and that's fair, too. Instead of taking them both, I went a little deeper and went with a Ryan Breese at an 11. I think that he qualified 30th, though, in time. So maybe speed really isn't, you know, maybe I unclick Breese and I just take RJ and AP for now because I know they'll both be in the main event and then see how the LCQ goes. But I'll tell you who I really like in Triple Crown format, and that's George. I really like George.
I'm with you, Dan. I got him clicked.
really like George. Starter.
Yeah.
Yeah, good starter. Shorter races.
Yeah.
Right up
there. Yeah.
I'm not mad at it.
He rode really good last weekend. Honestly, San Diego was really the only race he didn't ride great. But every heat race he's been good so far, all three of them. I mean, top two in every heat race. Main event speed's been good. So I like what I see from George for a Triple Crown format. So, yeah, RJ, AP. But I do think there's value in other guys. I think Colt Nichols at a 7. He's slowly getting better. We are going to give away a Colt Nichols jersey this week to the winner of Houston. So I think that he has value. I think Austin Faulkner has value. He's getting better and stronger. He crashed in the first lap and still got 17th. So – I mean, you got to assume if he doesn't crash. Faulkner has been really good in these formats in 250 class before. I think he's won maybe the most ever in the 250 class or close to it. There's some guy checking my stats on Vital each week now, so I got to watch what I say. Some guy wrote on Vital. He was being cool. Last week I said Justin Cooper had made the most passes, which technically – yeah, but technically from the first lap position to the finishing position he had – but Chase had passed more people because Chase passes them and then crashes and then passes them again.
Ah, yeah.
So
yeah.
There was a, you know, so. Okay. Anyway, I'll leave some for JT to talk, but I like Faulkner a lot too.
Yeah, I like where you guys' heads are at on this stuff. I see you guys have RJ. I think that's a really solid pick. He's coming around. His ride was very, very underrated last weekend, to say the least. So I like that RJ pick.
RJ has improved still, every weekend.
Yeah.
18.
Yep.
Now, then to 12, now to 9. So he is trending. Yep.
Yeah, he's coming around. He is coming around, to say the least. So just give him a minute and you're going to, I think, I'm not saying he's going to be on the podium like next weekend, but it's certainly improving. Mm-hmm. So I would just be patient with RJ Hampshire. What else? I don't know about like these guys like Nichols. I just don't think there's enough like upside there. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't know. It's okay. Like Prado at 0. I mean, I guess it's fine, but is it anything to really get excited about? You know,
I think it makes me way more excited than like a Nichols or a Hill, right? Like Nichols is 4 and Hill is 6. Prado at a 0. Dude, if it goes well, he can get 5th overall. 100%.
There is potential there for him to get like a top 5, which. Yep. There is upside. So I'm on board with that.
I know we're overlooking Malcolm too. And he had that injury. He's getting better. His starts were better last week.
I think that there's a little bit of value there if you're debating between like a Malcolm and a Prado and you can't pick Prado or something like that. Like, I think Malcolm's going to get you double points. Maybe not a ton, but he's going to keep getting stronger and stronger.
You could go Aaron Plessinger, RJ Hampshire, and Malcolm Stewart all at threes. And to quote Steve, sit back and light up a smoke. Right? Like,
yeah.
Maybe not all of them, Steve, but I don't know. But
Steve's usually wrong. And in this case, you're going to know all eight players. And you're going to know all eight guys in the main event, so you don't really need to do that.
Well, speaking of knowing all guys in the main event, I did the same kind of exercise here with 250 class or with 450 class, and I believe there will be about 2 to 3 11s in there again. So again, you have to beat at least one guy, so it very likely will be there's an 11th who gets 22, and he will not get double points, and you don't want to get stuck with that guy. So again, don't get too cute. But yeah, there should be a couple 11s in there. But honestly, guys, I don't see how I'm ever gonna change Plessinger, Hampshire, or Prado. I just don't. I think that's my team.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
What about FFL? We didn't touch on it on 250 class. Dan mentioned that you get 3 shots out of it. At it, you only lose seven points one time. So it is in your best interest to take FFL here. Let's talk about FFL in both classes before we move on to Survivor and talk about another sponsor. Dan, what do you think?
For me, I've got Max Anstey selected right now. His start wasn't great last week, but first two races, he hole shot both heat races and both main events. So he has the most hole shots out of everybody. So I'm just going to go with the odds there.
Yeah. And yeah, I looked at the track map. It's not super far. A left-hand turn, about 2.5 rhythm lanes, and then another turn, you're into the finish line. They don't have to go through whoops to get there. So, yeah, I think your starters, you're on the right path.
Yeah. Yeah, and for 450, I like Ken Roczen or Hunter Lawrence. Both are really good at Triple Crown formats and good starters. So I like those two.
JT, what do you
think? Who'd you say on 250, Dan?
Max Anstey.
Yeah, that's fair. I like – go ahead.
You could do George in 450, too. He could get one.
Yeah, for sure George could. Yep. I like Kenny. Yeah, I like Kenny for 450. I'm already picking him anyway, and it's because all of his strengths, so why would I not utilize those strengths?
Dan, is there any kind of Hunter start favoritism based on length of start? Why do I feel like he is more likely to hole shot if the start's longer? Am I out to lunch?
He did hole shot at San Diego with a longer start. But I don't think that there's got to be anything to that. I mean, he was second at both restarts. He was second at A1, or the start and the restart. No. And I think he was second or third this week. So I don't think there's too much into it. He's the goal is for Hunter to be in the top 5 of the start. That's the goal each weekend. So, and he's done that. So,
okay. Well,
yeah, I don't think there's anything to
it. FFLs right now, I think I'll go Anstey and Hunter. But yeah, I may swap out for maybe a Kenny. But I think Anstey and Hunter, those are your ones for sure. Okay. Before we move on to Survivor, I want to tell you about motorsport.com. They have their 2026 Ultimate Race Bike sweepstakes going on. This is a 2026 Yamaha YZ250 Club MX race replica bike that you can go to motorsport.com/win to enter to win. There are 17 weekly prizes from all their team sponsors, so WFMF Fly, Garnet Henson Acerbis, Dunlop ASV, Matrix, to name a few. You get one entry per week. If you win a weekly prize, you're still eligible for the grand prize. Please head to motorsport.com/win to enter. And if you're doing any shopping at motorsport.com, please go through the PulpMX banner to do so. And Pulp gets a small slice of that. And Steve makes me say that every time I do this read. all right. Survivor. Guys, I don't have much to say. I'm out. It's round 3. I've lost twice in our game here that we play. Our admins game is a top 8 2 live league, and me and Steve are out.
I don't know.
Steve is 0-3 with 2 lives. Get that one.
Yeah, that just means he's really bad, right?
Yeah, he's 0-3 with only 2 lives. We let him back in and he's out again. What? So he wants back in again. We're not putting him back in. Obviously, myself or Marks will probably lose here shortly, and then JT will win this thing, and then we'll restart a new one.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Dan, right? So Marks and Dan, you guys both lost lives this weekend. Marks went with Ferrandis. Yeah. He got 11th. Dan, you went with Justin Cooper. He got 10th. So both of them missed the top 8. JT has now gone Chase Sexton, who has gone eighth at the first round, then Ken Roczen, then Cooper Webb. He is used up. No lives. So, yeah, JT, you're a survivor winner right now.
I feel good about it. I feel good. I've just been going chalk, man. Like, I just don't – just not do anything silly so far. I think the Triple Crown plays in my favor because you get the consistency aspect of it. So I like my chances at keeping this thing rolling.
Well, please, Marks, JT, and Dan, go make survivor picks. Me and Steve aren't even allowed to. Doesn't let us. So, yeah, we can see how that goes from there. I hope everybody is enjoying Survivor as well. Just a little free addition when you play Pulp Max Fantasy with us. Just another thing to get an argument with your parents or family or whoever you're watching Supercross with each weekend. Guys, have I missed anything? Any updates on prizes or before we say goodbye?
Yeah, so I will say something on prizes. Obviously, at Athena and Get, we ship a lot of prizes or a lot of packages, and there's a lot of issues on the East Coast with this storm. So we did hold back shipping prizes this week in general because a lot of our actual prizes for our packages for our customers are being rerouted and stuck in facilities and things like that. So we are going to hold off. So prizes might be delayed an extra week. We're just kind of waiting. The whole Northeast and everything is a disaster with the snowstorm. So rather than have prizes lost all over the place, we are just waiting one more week. So go update your addresses and things like that, and you will get your prize in the coming weeks. So that's all.
Yeah, okay. I think I omitted everyone giving their 450 team, but yeah, this podcast is a bit of a mess because I'm a brand new podcast host. This is my fourth try, and it's a bit of a shit show. So my four are Cooper Webb, Aaron Plessinger, RJ Hampshire, and Jorge Prado. I mentioned I will go FFL. Dan, why don't you give us your four, and JT, give us four, and then we'll get the hell out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, my all-star is Cooper Webb. Right now I have RJ and AP and Prado. That could change. I could go with some higher handicaps depending on who gets in. But, yeah, I think that's good. I know there was some talk. It sounds like they want some more arguing and stuff. But me, JT, and Paul, we're friends. We don't really like Steve that much, so that's why we argue when he's on. So
we need Steve back in.
We'll get him. Yeah, we'll bring Steve back in, and we'll get some arguing going.
It's going to take him winning or something for him to show up. You know this, guys. You know how he is.
Yeah, I'm good with it. I'm good with him.
Let him win. Hey, we could let him win a round. And then to get them back in, like we wheel them in, you know, like how I hustle all you guys for money.
All the
be the same way.
Ready.
We'll like hustle them. Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well,
I can get my four.
Give it to me.
It's pretty basic. It's just RJ, AP, Prado, and Roczen. I'm so boring with these picks.
We're all in the same. We all have the same three guys right now.
I know.
So maybe that.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to change. It's going to change.
I don't know, man.
The Triple Crowns.
I really like these guys.
Really?
Okay. I think so.
All right. I feel like mine's going to change, but we'll see.
I've really, last year and this year, made it a priority to respect this Wednesday kind of brainstorm that we have, right? We're drawing in all our knowledge together. We're trying to come up with the best team we have. And then we get on the website with 5 minutes left to lockout, look at one burner of a lap time, and change the team and ruin all our weekends. Like, I know that's what Dan did to his team over the weekend. So we're going to try not to. All right. But on behalf of Pulp Max Fantasy, I'm Paul Parabinos. That's Dan Truman and JT. We're being brought to you today by 100% Motorsport.com and Fly Racing. Thanks for listening to the Pulp Max Fantasy podcast. Good luck in Houston. Later.
See you. Bye.